This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world.
Hi, welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson, and with me today are my guests, Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com, and a gentleman that we had on not too long ago named Bob Burton from Florida, who's been battling the Agenda 21 villains that be down there. It was a very interesting show, and I thought I'd get us all together to have a bit of a round table today on Agenda 21, considering it's the 20th of the month and I'm not going to be here tomorrow. We do have a great pre-recorded show to remind you tomorrow that I highly recommend with Dr. Tim O'Shea from The Doctor Within. Does some wonderful seminars. Has a great book called Vaccination is Not Immunization, something I've been yelling from the top of my lungs for a very long time. Join us tomorrow for that, and then I'll be back on Friday. Let's see. I wanted to start today by making people understand how important it is for the folks in the Agenda 21 model internationally to, especially in this country, to attack at the local level. Now, when I say local level, I mean state, county, municipality, and district. It is so important for the treaties and agreements and all of those things to happen within the local area. And I've never considered why that is until I was doing all this research for Common Core and trying to understand the massive, massive structure that's involved with that. And again, why is Common Core being passed on the state level and not federally? Well, I suddenly figured out that if just five more states pass it on the state level, then the federal government can then pass it on the federal level and not be going against what it can do according to its own constitution. In other words, it can alter the form of government we have because all the states are then in agreement. So I want to read you just a few things before we get to our guests. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution says the president shall have the power by and with advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided two-thirds of the senators present concur with that treaty. Okay. Now, as far as treaties go, a properly legally concluded U.S. treaty overrules any state law and any state constitution. This is a very, very important concept when dealing with international laws that are trying to be implemented on the federal and state level. So a U.S. treaty overrules any state law and any state constitution. But a properly legally framed U.S. treaty does not, may not, cannot, and is forbidden to overrule the U.S. Constitution or abrogate the sovereignty of the United States. So when federal government passes a treaty, it cannot alter the very structure of government. This would be like Walmart suddenly creating a new rule within Walmart that goes against its corporate charter. It cannot happen. Okay, if it does, it's not bona fide. It's a usurpation, basically. It is not under the authority of the United States to make such a treaty that would alter the Constitution. In order to do that, of course, we have to have all the conventions and all that. Treaties made or which shall be made, according to the Constitution, that violate the U.S. Constitution by subjugating the United States to an outside power are prohibited. They are of no effect. That legally and lawfully they cannot have effect. They're null and void. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18 goes a little deeper. Says the Congress shall have power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper. A very, very dangerous, dangerous clause. A dangerous term there. To make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all other powers vested by the Constitution and the government of the United States or in any department or officer thereof. Now, according to the Articles of Confederation, each state retained its sovereignty, freedom, independence, and all that. But then the Necessary and Proper Clause came along in the Constitution, which then expressly conferred these powers upon, incidental powers upon Congress, which no other clauses in the Constitution really do by themselves. And it basically creates an unlimited, almost, loophole to create what is deemed necessary and proper. You have such things as the emergency powers of the president, which we talk a lot here. Even if they are against the ideals of the Constitution, that's the important part about the Necessary and Proper Clause. If it's necessary, we can create something that goes against the Constitution. Treaties, however, do not apply in this case because they would not fall under the Necessary and Proper case. The Federalists argued that the Necessary and Proper Clause would permit only the execution of power already granted by the Constitution. The Anti-Federalists argued that this clause would grant the federal government, the central government, boundless power. Unfortunately, I think the Anti-Federalists, as we've seen, were correct. At the Virginia Ratifying Convention, Patrick Henry took the opposing view, which was the Anti-Federalist view, stating that the clause would lead to limitless federal power that would inevitably menace individual liberty. The problem here, again, is that we are talking about an outside threat, an outside thing called the United Nations trying to come in and take over the government. Now, I want to read one more thing and then we'll get to our guests. This is from a Yale law brief, actually. It says, the Necessary and Proper Clause gives Congress the power to make all necessary, all laws necessary for carrying into execution all other powers vested by the Constitution, the treaty power included. The treaty power grants the President and the Senate the power to make all treaties on behalf of the United States, whether those treaties are self-executing or not. Okay, but some treaties are beyond the federal government's power to implement. They can make all the treaties that they want. That doesn't mean they can implement them according to the Constitution. And that is because they are beyond the federal government's power to make those treaties in the first place. A treaty may not, according to this Yale law brief, a treaty may not contravene the Constitution and may not cause what the plurality, excuse me, in Reed versus Covert, referred to as a change in the character of government. A treaty that violates the Constitution is not a valid treaty. Now, with that all said, how can Agenda 21, how can the United Nations then come in and create what we call sustainable development or Agenda 21? How can they come in and create a systematic or uniform set of rules, regulations, codes, and laws unless they go to the local level? They cannot literally go to the federal level because the federal level would never, federal government would never be able to pass such a treaty or agreement. But on the local level, like the Common Core standards if every state agrees and if every municipality and every county and every school district and everyone else agrees with Agenda 21, well, then by passing a federal law at that point, it would make no difference. I mean, it would be an agreement. Everybody would be in consensus. Everyone would be happy and joyful. With that, and I think we're going to go to commercial here, but I'd like to introduce you again to Vicki Davis of Channeling Reality. How you doing, Vicki?
Hi, Clint. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Mr. Bob Burton, are you there?
Yes, I am. Doing well.
Great, great. All right, folks, when we get back from the break, I really want to hit this hard because we need to understand that it's our complacency at the local level as the citizen, quote unquote, that is allowing this stuff to happen. We'll be back. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are on the line with Mr. Bob Burton and Miss Vicki Davis from ChannelingReality.com. Now, Bob, you don't really have a website per se. You've just been fighting this battle on your own state and local level. And am I correct? It's Florida, right? Not Georgia?
Yes, and Florida. And Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, the whole Southeast. We actually work on a case-by-case basis.
All right. Well, Now, I never realized this before. I never really quite understand sort of the importance of attacking at the local level until just recently, until I really understood this concept of how treaties and agreements and contracts and all that stuff works. And I got to tell you, this brings a whole new urgency to waking up people at their local level and allowing them to find their own Agenda 21 plans. Now, I found our plan in Salt Lake City here. It's just for the city, but I'm sure there's more to it than just Salt Lake City. For instance, one of the things that Vicki Davis talks about a lot are what's called economic development, foreign trade zones and the such. Well, I found a foreign trade zone in Salt Lake City, and it is funded by the Rockefeller Group Development Corporation. Let me say that again. Rockefeller Group Foreign Trade Zone Services is developing the Salt Lake City Foreign Trade Zone. Now, Vicki, can you tell people real quick what a foreign trade zone is?
Well, the idea of a foreign trade zone originally was that, and the first law was passed in 1934. It was supposed to be in response to Smoot-Hawley, where manufacturers could locate and produce goods outside of the taxing area. They would produce goods to export. That was the idea of it. But over the years, they changed it. And basically, they removed all restrictions on what kind of businesses could be in a zone. And a zone is essentially a separate territory. It's outside the, what do they call it? It's like a customs area. It's like no man's land in the airport. But of course, it's a geographical area that is defined in under a different set of laws than the rest of the area.
It's hard to explain, isn't it? Because listen to what this says. It says, what is a foreign trade zone? This is from our little website here. It contradicts itself, and this must be very confusing for people. It says, foreign trade zones, FTZs, are federally designated secure locations in the United States. But then the next sentence says, the major advantage of merchandise admitted into a federal trade zone is that it is treated as though it were located outside the United States for customs duty purposes. How confusing.
Right. Hence, you can think of it as a port, like a port on the ocean is a separate area under control of the port of the harbor master. And the harbor master essentially has the same powers over the harbor as a ship's captain has over a ship. Because they, throughout history, what ended up happening is that the harbor master needed equal authority to a ship's captain. And so it just kind of evolved that way. And so these foreign trade zones, inland ports, essentially become the same kind of construct, once they've built it, once they've layered on the designations and the approvals and all of the rest of the stuff, it can actually become an inland port.
And, as we discussed in our last show, they then have to create a way to be able to transfer things from different countries into the United States without ever actually setting foot on the United States. And so they turn these what they call corridors, or basically the larger freeways, such as NAFTA, those superhighways and those sorts of things, all kinds of different ones, and they literally turn those into what we have referred to as virtual waterways. So in order to get to the port that is not on water, you must have a waterway that is not actually water. And so we have virtual waterways that are made of cement. I find that very, very devious.
And what your the key word here is sovereignty. These areas and the corridors have their what are referred to, or what used to be referred to, as sovereign areas. I believe your general public is becoming more and more aware of the meaning of words like sovereignty, so they've backed away from using that.
Are we saying that a police or a highway patrol, for instance, would not be able to necessarily stop one of these if it was just coming from Mexico or Canada or wherever? I guess it would have to come through Mexico, though. Necessarily, they would not be in the United States. They would not be in the sovereign nation. Therefore, they would not have the right to search the truck, per se, or do any, you know, confiscate anything in the truck, even if it's cocaine or something like that?
Well, they would have an immunity.
Well, but, okay, now here's something interesting that I found out about Idaho. Idaho actually does have a Coast Guard here. Of course, we do actually have a water port up in northern Idaho, but you would need, I would think, a federal officer to stop one of these international transports, you know, whether it be a naval officer or Coast Guard or I'm not sure about the Merchant Marines. I'm not sure, you know, what their level of authority is, but that's really kind of a sticky wicket, you know.
It certainly is. And the other thing is the you know, there's no duties on the things that are put into these foreign trade zone warehouses, and it's this warehouse talks about over 500,000 square feet of warehouse space. They can basically put anything in there they want, and it can stay there for an unspecified amount of time. In other words, unlimited amount of time, and who knows what's in the boxes? You know, because they're not going to be there's no rule that says they have to be accounted for. Sir, it's really kind of frightening when you think about it. I mean, what a great way to bring bombs into the country, or anything for that matter.
Yeah, or to set up a situation where local officials can be blackmailed. You know, do this or else.
you know,
head for your nearest bomb shelter.
Well, and all of this is obviously happening for two reasons. Obviously, the federal government is pushing it like you wouldn't believe, but what's more important is that the federal government is offering cities, counties, and states federal funding to implement these things, because again, the federal government knows that it cannot implement a lot of this stuff on the local level itself, and it cannot do it through altering its structure or character of the Constitution. So it must make this happen on the local level. And that's what I really want to talk about today, is how do we make people aware of this, first of all, on the local level, and how do we fight it? Here we're going to the music, and I know, obviously, sir, you have fought this a lot, Bob, so we'll start off with you when we get back.
No shoes,
stay tuned.
On feet, how's the people living in the street?
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Science is simply battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. That's about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're trying to get to the bottom of this whole Agenda 21 thing, and it's such a massive mess, and it's designed to be almost an abstract so that most people cannot really figure this out without massive tomes of research and understanding. Now, one of the ways that this is implemented, of course, into the local communities is through nonprofit, tax-exempt, private associations, non-governmental organizations, and then implemented through public-private partnerships, uniform laws, best practices, master planning. I mean, there's just so many different aspects and names for almost the same thing. So, Bob, now I know you've been fighting this for some time. Can you tell us, just to recap the story that you told us about how you caught the the state basically polluting, and how you got into all this?
Well, we were that was kind of a small part of it. It was just kind of a sidetrack that we would not have noticed what was going on had we not known other things. But we caught the state in three different locations in Florida. Got two of them on film, actually tainting water tests. Poisoning watersheds so they could come in and to do water tests and then say, oh, we have pollution, and that would give them an excuse to come in and take authority over resources, in this case being water.
And they would blame that on the public, basically.
Oh, absolutely. It was always septic tanks. And here they are actually unleashing unbelievable amounts of pollution into our waterways, intentionally. But what we were finding was the people behind it were organizations such as Associated Industries, in this case Associated Industries of Florida, National Association of Manufacturers, which are secret organizations. They do not divulge who their members or their board of directors are, and of course we've been able to find many of those members, and they are mostly foreign or multinational corporations, but they want you to think that it's little mom-and-pop organizations that they're lobbying for. But these guys are winding up with huge contracts to build all of our water treatment systems and that kind of thing. They're coming in telling people like you and me that they're for the free market. What they're for is free market for these multinational corporations, and at the same time, they're pushing for massive legislation to regulate mom and pop out of business.
That's funny, because behind all of these plans, there's always the finger being pointed at the very public it's designed to control. Every aspect of this, from global warming to pollution to everything, is basically pointing at us. And never addressing the actual real problems, which are these big corporations. It's brilliant.
Well, it's these big corporations and these international agreements. I think the design of the global system is that corporations are going to be running everything because they can, quote, marshal the resources, unquote. That comes from a guy named Michael Porter, and he's a professor from Harvard, and he's very involved in the design aspect of the new economy. So,
design.
Yeah, nobody should be under any delusions that we have a free economic system, free enterprise. Capitalism in this country, that is gone. We have a centrally planned economy. They are just, they're really coming out of the closet now. They've been around for quite a long time, but they're coming out of the closet now, and they're getting militant about implementing the agenda.
Very militant. If we had 15 guys enter our home with M16s and Power Ranger costumes, and they took everything we had to try to just keep the public unaware, we had put up 2 YouTubes. They took them down in less than 24 hours and came to our home and carried off everything, phones, cameras, editing equipment, computers, all that.
Well, to be fair, Bob, you did threaten them. Why don't you tell people how you threatened them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, finally, when we get the depositions back, this is a super lobbyist for Associated Industries. The threats he came up with was that I was talking about what they were doing around the state and that I had threatened to run for Senate against Senator Charlie Dean.
Oh, my gosh. You beast.
Something that you don't see anymore, there used to be a website the United Nations had called their keyword documents. And one of those words was decentralization. And they spoke in there about decentralizing governments, not just in the United States, but all over the world, and having the local authorities answer directly to the United Nations through the UNDP.
What document was that, or what?
The keyword was decentralization, and they have a decentralization program. But now you can't hardly find much about decentralization on it. Earlier, before people had heard of Agenda 21, they were very open about it, and they explained why they wanted to use decentralization. And they called it actually devolution, decentralization, and there was a third word they used. But they were very open about taking the about decentralizing government, taking it away from the federal government, and they could more easily control the local governments, just like you were saying. And then, of course, there's going to be also legal aspects.
Well, that's really what they've been doing. They, even though it seems to most people that the federal government is all-powerful in everything, really they have been devolving power down to the regional level. And they've created these regional organizations, the Regional Economic Development Associations.
That's the new key word, right?
Well, they've been around since about 1975, but they were really pretty low profile. But now they're really coming out and doing their central planning out in the open. What I would say is out in the open. But the people, most people in the communities, of course, don't understand who they are and how they fit into the picture of anything to the average citizen. If they know about them, they just think they're kind of a private sector group that, you know, works with the federal government and with the cities. Well, this is the way it was explained to me. They work with the cities to help them get money for things like new fire trucks. You know, they help with the financing and that sort of thing. Well, they actually do a lot more than that. But
it's consultative status.
It's, pardon me?
They refer to it as consultative status.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, well, they are the drivers of the economy. So.
Well, and that's where if you go out and start rattling the cages of those guys, that's where you have all of a sudden people who don't know any better at your gate shooting up your house, and they will, because they're being told, well, these people don't want you to have a job. We're trying to improve the community. We want your son to have a job. We want, you know, your children to have jobs. We're doing this for you, and these people just, they're anti-you. They literally do a lot of propaganda to confuse the public, where you need that public to support you to counter what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, they all they do is hammer on the idea of these new companies coming in. They're going to create jobs. It's going to be good for the community. It's, you know, but they don't really explain to the taxpayers that how much their property taxes are going to go up, because they have to rebuild the water system and they have to rebuild the wastewater treatment facility. And, you know, all of that kind of goes underground in something called tax increment financing. So there is a lot of propaganda that goes with this agenda.
Well, and now last time I had you on, Bob, you said that there's not just a few, you know, organizations and corporations that are involved in this, that there are literally thousands and thousands of corporations, whether they be nonprofit NGOs or whether they be full-fledged, you know, monster corporations. It seems to be becoming a prerequisite that if you're going to do anything in society, or if you're going to do anything economically, that you're going to have to play by these rules.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
We don't play by the rules, but
nope.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Is this real? Or is this just wrong?
Like a ride, you think it's real, just a ride.
We can change it anytime we want.
It's only a choice between fear and love.
The world is like a ride, you think it's real,
just a ride.
We can change it anytime we want.
It's only a choice between fear and love.
The tide goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored.
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, we're with Vicki Davis here of today, channelingreality.com, a website I highly recommend for all people who are interested in studying and learning the way their government is really being manipulated and run. And also Bob Burton, who we interviewed not too long ago, a fantastic freedom fighter for the cause of the people against this international thing that's going on. Now, Bob, you mentioned the concept of decentralization, which, again, is one of those topics that's very hard for people to understand, because decentralization is the only way that can lead to United Nations centralization. So you must decentralize before you come back full circle and have a centralized focus through Agenda 21 principles. I want to read for folks If you're not familiar with the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Social Welfare and Social Justice Program, in Article 22 of that declaration, states that everyone is a member of society. Okay, when it says society, it means global society. It doesn't mean United States, doesn't mean this country or that country. It means every single person on Earth under the United Nations. Everyone, as a member of society, has the right to social security and is entitled to realization through national effort and international cooperation and in accordance with the organization and resources of each state. Now, keep in mind that each country or nation is a state of the United Nations. I'm not talking about United States. We're talking about the United States being a state of the United Nations, of the economic, social, and cultural rights indispensable for his dignity and the free development of his personality. So, international cooperation through forced legislation. It's a messed up thing. Now, what it talks about here is the right to Social Security. Now, we've talked about this before on the show, although I haven't covered it in depth. And that Social Security is being run by the International Social Security Association, a United Nations front, that also is being run by the World Bank. So the International Social Security Association is the principal international association or institution bringing together Social Security agencies and organizations. The ISSA's aim is to promote dynamic Social Security as social dimension in globalizing the world by supporting excellence in Social Security administration. Okay, folks. Over 130, I believe, countries in the world have Social Security. We are not unique. In fact, we didn't get our Social Security. It was founded in 1927, this International Social Security Association. We didn't get ours till 1935. Okay, so Social Security was not some idea that America came up with that was just wonderful for the retirement. No, this is a world program. First of all, everyone must be assigned a number of this massive United Nations beast. Second of all, as we just read, Social Security is an integral part of the national effort and international cooperation to make everyone, as a member of the global society, have the dignity and free development of his personality. All these wonderful, wonderful little words. Lastly, but not least, the United Nations Educational and Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in its International Conference on Education for a Sustainable Future in 2003, it said this: the UN has declared 2005 through 2015, quote, the decade of education for sustainable development, and has designated UNESCO as the lead agency for its promotion. Its goal, quote, to integrate sustainable development into all levels of education in order to promote education as a key agent for change. That's global change in accordance with sustainable development, which is another word for Agenda 21. This is why I'm so concerned with Common Core, because Common Core is also very much a part of what we're talking about today. So, Bob, again, we're talking about just these thousands and thousands of corporations and non-governmental associations all a part of this, all being a part of this to implement this, again, on the local and state level.
Yes, they are operating, you know, they have to operate at the local and state level because that is how, that's where your resources are also. They have to, in order to control you and to take your private property at home where you live, they want to operate through your local, you know, it's your local sheriff who can come arrest you. They want to control him. They want to control your county commission, and, of course, they pay them off. They place them. They actually control elections at the state and local level. People don't think of their county commissioners as, and they're usually not really sophisticated people in your more rural counties. But they are actually groomed and chosen by these organizations, and then they will go and get certified by these organizations to be certified county commissioners. Even a little town like ours, they go to these multinational corporate, I don't even know what you call them, they're educational, continuing education type things, foreign elected officials.
That's the benefit of all this certification, you know. They make people go jump through hoops. They're even trying to do that with the sheriffs. Here in Idaho, there was an initiative to require that in order to be a sheriff in Idaho, that they had to have this post certification. Well, the problem is obviously that the sheriff is an elected position. So they can't impose certification on an elected position. So,
but they're going to try anyway, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're going to try. Yeah.
Well, what they're doing, especially like down here in Salt Lake, is they're creating new districts and putting law enforcement into the districts, and that way, in order to be CEO of the district, then the sheriff has to understand all of this stuff, and that's how they're making it happen. It's making him wear two hats, basically, one of the lawful elected sheriff, the other of the CEO of the basically corporate structure that is the law enforcement district that they created down here. And I, you know, if folks want to learn about that, I wrote extensively on that. It's called the Sheriff Who Sold His County. If you just type that in, you'll be shocked at what's happening all over the country with this districting of law enforcement, unification, they call it, of fire departments and everything else. Vicki, you know, I'm not that familiar with UNESCO. Can you, I know we're going to go to a break here real quick, but can you tell us about a lot more about UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization?
Yeah, they started out to be, well, they are one of the main bodies of the United Nations. They started out as an NGO, but I think then they became, I can't remember what the word for it is, but they are like an agency of the United Nations. And their function is really to be the thought leader, the organizer for all things social and educational. And so, you know, they're a really important agency for anybody that really wants to understand the social agenda of the United Nations. They really ought to look at UNESCO.
Well, the word social is a word I see a lot, and especially within the Common Core standards, everything has to be social media and social this, social justice, social everything. What does that mean exactly? What when we're talking about the word social, it seems to have a meaning that I don't fully understand.
Well, when I was growing up, when I was a kid, we used to call them communists. but you know, and I never really understood and never learned the definition of fascist until I started doing this research. And I realize now, I'll make up my own definitions when the ones that I'm given don't fit. And so I believe that what socialism is, it's communism, collectivism for the majority. But the system is actually fascist. It's run by the corporations and the wealthy elite. They determine the policy, and then the operatives on the ground are actually the communist collectivizers that implement the policies.
Yeah, I mean, I came to the same conclusion. It's a little bit of all the isms all rolled into one. We'll be back, folks, for the second hour of the Corporation Nation. Stay with us.
With financial uncertainty,